Lightning 100 Nashville's independent radio, The Lone Bellow. That's May You Be Well from the Walk Into a Storm record. Brett Denham before that, Make You Crazy from Hope for the Hopeless. That one came out in 2008. Now here we are 10 years later. He's released one EP this year. He's got a second one to come up sometime in the second half of 2018, which is right around the corner. So we're looking forward to some new Brett Denham. And you can see him live at Ascend Amphitheater in August, Sunday, August 19th. Ascend Amphitheater, Brett Denham and Jason Mraz. My name is Casey. Hello. It's just after 10 o'clock here on this beautiful Big Stein Thursday, each and every Thursday at Von Elrod's. You got Big Stein Thursday, and what that means to you is you get one big old stein of beer for the price of a small beer. And today, sometime between now and noon, because that's when they bring you the show every day here on Lightning 100, somebody's going to get a $50 gift card. You can come by and pick it up and go down there and have a great big Stein Thursday. Got a lot going on today. Coming up after 11 o'clock, Delta Dental is going to be in the 1 RPM studio. Going to be talking about Smile Power Tennessee Week. And to commemorate that, we've actually got a very cool big bag of dental stuff, tooth stuff that somebody is going to walk out of here with a little later on today. What else is going on? We got tickets, stuff to give away on top of the big bag of dental stuff. We also are going to give somebody some Jason Isbell tickets, the show on the 23rd at the Ryman. That's night two of the six-night run. We got that going on. We'll give those away between now and noon. And tomorrow being 615 day, that means today, tomorrow, we're going to have a whole bunch of local acts in and out of here. A lot of the great musicians you hear here on Lightning 100. And that's the case right now. Not only are we bringing somebody in because, local, it's also somebody who's playing Porch Fest coming up tomorrow in Franklin. It's Adam Stockdale. Albatross, you're here, man.
Hey.
How are we doing? You? Doing good?
It's a little early for me, but I'm in the game, yeah.
Man, you know, the sad thing is I'm in here at this time every day, and it's still a little early for me, too.
Yeah, it just never feels right.
Kind of a night owl, are you?
Yep.
Yeah?
Yeah. I'd love not to be. I feel like I waste so much of the day and the sunshine.
Yeah.
This is when it happens.
So then, not to blow the whistle on yourself, but what's a typical day for you? Like, if you weren't doing this right now, when would you be getting up?
I'm kind of like a 11 to 2 or 3.
Sometime you got a wide berth in there.
Yeah.
Sometime around lunch.
Yeah, basically okay. Lunch. Yeah, and then I stay up till pretty late.
Yeah, you'd find just sitting up all night writing and playing and doing the whole Albatross thing.
I tend to get more creative at night. Yeah. When I'm recording, I can't sing very well in the morning. Now, like, I've tried. Like, if I'm like doing a record, I'm like, I'll just do a whole day of singing, and in the morning, I just it doesn't work.
Right.
So I'm normally like a sing after dinner kind of guy.
Okay. Well, if it goes south this morning, I'll start singing, and that'll make you sound unbelievable.
Yeah, man, jump in by comparison.
So you're talking about recording. The most recent album is Desperate Times Best Forgotten. Is that right?
Yeah, it's definitely the current release, but it feels like a million years ago.
Yeah.
Like On the Run is the new record, and it's been finished for a minute. So,
right.
Like. Maybe there's like 20 people that are really waiting for it, but I think
21, man, because I'm going to die to hear it too.
But no one is more eager to get it out than me.
Any idea when that might be happening?
It will definitely be later this year, or worst case scenario, very early next year. Okay. But I want it out like tomorrow.
Yeah. And that's the thing. Like, you know, you say that to somebody who wants the album, I mean, that's imminent. But to somebody who actually worked on it and took it from the ground up, that's still like I've had it forever. Let's get this thing out.
Yeah, like I've been playing these songs for, 3 years already.
Yeah.
And nobody has heard them yet. I mean, it's cool, you know, like, I enjoy playing them, but, like, I have another whole record ready, and because I'm a pretty, like, busy bee in my home studio, like, I kind of, I'm just ready to move on already, like.
Well, let's do this. I mean, if you're saying nobody's really heard the songs, let's fix that right now. Let's play one here in the 1 RPM studio. What do you want to do for us, man?
I'll do the title track from the pending record.
All right.
I think you've been playing it a bit, and I really appreciate that. Thanks.
Oh, no problem. It's good stuff.
It's called On the Run. Hope you like it.
Adam Stockdale here live in the 1 RPM studio on Lightning 100.
Well, it's been a long time since I left where I'm from, to start the journey I'm still on to get to you. Well, you see, I've come a long way. I'm not the man I was that day.
But I'm still searching for the things that I wanted back then. On the run, it's been so long, I don't know what I'm running from. And everywhere I go, my problems, they still seem to show. All I know is there ain't nothing that could happen here that wouldn't happen there or anywhere else I go. Well, looking back, it all seems so clear, though I'm not sure how it led me here. And it don't seem that healthy to me, running over old ground. I won't lie, some days it's hard. I think about what you wrote in that leaving card. But it reminds me that there's still something to be found. On the run, it's been so long, I don't know what I'm running from. And everywhere I go, my problems, they still seem to show. All I know, is there ain't nothing that could happen here that wouldn't happen there or anywhere else I go. Only time will tell, shed light on things I try to dispel. All the good and the bad as I think about what I've had. So I'll continue to look to the new, try not to dwell on what is through, and keep on in the pursuit of whatever makes me a better man. On the run, it's been so long, I don't know what I'm running from. And everywhere I go, my problems, they still seem to show. All I know is there ain't nothing that could happen here that wouldn't happen there or anywhere else I go.
All right.
That was the B ending.
Okay. That's Adam Stockdale live here in the 1RPM studio playing some of that Albatross stuff, and that's On the Run. Again, a song that you can hear here on Lightning 100. You're doing Porch Fest tomorrow. Let me make sure I get this right.
Saturday, right?
You know what? Yep, you're right. Yep, there we go. I'm glad you're here. 94 Cheltenham Avenue is the porch you're going to be on. Starting that porch kicks off at 3:30. Greg Adams, you Pet Envy. That's gonna be a fun porch, man.
Yeah, I'm buzzing. Yeah. I've never been out to it, but when Gary first told me about it, I was like, that sounds like a great idea.
Yeah.
And funnily enough, I didn't remember or just didn't put two and two together that it's called West Haven, but I actually have a friend that lives there.
Oh, perfect.
So I have driven down. Like, it always reminds me of, like it's like a Tim Burton movie when you drive down there, like all the pastel shades and all the houses look like, you know, similar.
Some guy with scissors for hands out there making topiaries.
That'd be awesome.
That would be great.
Yeah, yeah.
That'd be awesome.
They should, if you buy a house there, it should come with some rule that you have to, like, have your shrubbery shaped into...
I'm for that. I'm sure there's probably a homeowners association out there. We can get a hold of them and see what's what.
I'll ask my friend, man. We'll make it happen.
Yeah, absolutely. Very cool. So we saw you about a week ago. You played Thunderground at the Basement East.
Yeah.
How fun was that show, man? Top to bottom, and yourself included. I mean, everybody on that bill, that was awesome.
Yeah, it was really fun. I think that's my second time doing Thunderground.
Yeah.
And it was, I was like, not surprised because it's not a great night, but obviously with Bonnaroo and CMAs going on, you know, I was like, well, who knows? It could go either way.
Right.
But I thought it was a really good turnout. And I had a great time. Like, they were, you know, obviously my music is generally a little bit quieter than most. As soon as you drop the drums out, like, it kind of goes down in decibels a little bit. So it was great for me. Like, I thought the crowd were, you know, quiet and attentive and seemed to enjoy it.
Yeah, I mean, and that's the cool thing, especially, you know, in Nashville, we have all these options. I mean, people go to a show, they're generally there to see that show.
Yeah.
So automatically, you know, 9 times out of 10, I would think you get a crowd that's going to stay engaged and, you know, be respectful when they need to be and be rowdy when they need to be, too.
Yeah. Yeah, nothing wrong with a foot-tapping, beer-swinging.
Right.
Yeah, I had a great time. I really enjoyed Elle and Owen.
Yeah. Yeah, they're very
cool. They were like a Ryan Adams meets Fleetwood Mac kind of thing.
And I was blown away, too. You know, about midway through the set, they let us know that was their 10th wedding anniversary.
Yeah. So. Funnily enough, I did know that already. No, I don't know them, but we obviously everyone had been tweeting and stuff about the gig leading up to it. And me and the guy had a couple of like messages back and forth, and he's like, yeah, it's gonna be like extra special for us. And I was like, oh man, that's awesome.
That's cool. So we got Adam Stockdale live in the 1 RPM studio here on Lightning 100. And you, before we came on the air, were you out there watching the opening ceremonies for the World Cup? Kind of a big day for you?
I'm so excited. I'm like kind of disappointed that I don't know anyone else here that's as excited as me.
We're getting there, but we are just honestly being over here. We're behind the curve on it. I think everybody knows that.
I mean, in the time I've been here, nearly 6 years, and I mean it's really improved in that time. So hopefully, with the MLS team and the World Cup beard. All that stuff, it'll only get better.
So are you one of those guys, I mean, like the night before, are you just, you're ready and you're psyched and you're going to watch nothing but World Cup? I mean,
I definitely wasn't like sitting home in my full kit. but I'm ready for sure. Like, I mean, I watch all the games during the regular season.
Right.
And so every other year when there's either no World Cup or no European Cup, you get a dry summer.
Yeah.
And it's always mega boring. Like, it feels like the longest way ever to get back to August so the season starts again. And obviously with a World Cup year, it just kind of rolls straight through.
Yeah.
So I'm still like, I think I still would say I'm obviously too old and nowhere near good enough and probably too fat. But I still like to think that football's like my main love and then music.
Well, do me a favor. Don't write your bio. Get somebody else to write your bio for you, okay? Oh, man. But you told me, though, you got out and played some soccer yesterday. Now, if I'm talking to you, do I say football, footy?
We call it footy, but but obviously here that means something else. So I've got used to saying soccer. And funnily enough, like soccer doesn't derive from like an Americanization of the sport. Like basically, the league used to be called Association Football, and they somehow made soccer out of that.
Right.
And so I call it, you know, I just want to be understood.
Fair enough.
This is my goal in life.
But you get out and play some. You told me you got out and played a little bit yesterday, right?
I play pickup whenever I'm in town. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, some of the games are better than others, but myself included, I was pretty bad last night. It was so hot. We played at 5 p.m. It was hot. And I was pretty awful, but I had a big smile on my face.
Well, that's the important thing, right? You had fun.
Exactly.
There you go.
At this point, that's all I can hope for.
Right.
I didn't get the phone call to be on the plane, you know. So.
Okay. Who's your team? Who do you support?
I mean, obviously in a World Cup, I have to go with England.
Right.
I am excited. We've got a good team this year, but realistically, I don't think we have a chance to win it.
Yeah.
I think it's going to be, I think it'll either be Germany again or Brazil.
Yeah.
Realistically.
All right. Well, you heard it here. There's Adam Stockdale's World Cup prediction right here on Lightning 100, your soccer connection. I like it.
Yeah, there you go.
Oh, man. Well, look, speaking of fun, how about we go ahead and you want to give us another song here?
Yeah.
What do you want to do for us now, Adam?
This was one of my favorite songs from the new record. We cut this one live, actually, which was one of the few ones which did end up just, you know, being convenient to mix in that way.
Mm-hmm.
And Jerry Douglas played Dobro on this one, so that was like a...
Like you throw that off, like, oh, no big deal, just said Jerry Douglas come by and play Dobro.
He actually didn't come to my house. I've known him for years, him and his wife. His whole family have been amazing to me since I moved here. Really helped me sort of settle in before I knew anyone, and, you know, kind of were like a second family because I'm so far from home.
I think, and I don't know him. I don't think I've ever met him, but you know, by reputation, you know, you hear that kind of thing about him a lot. Like he's big on, you know, getting the players, get him comfortable. What do you need? You know, I've heard a couple people say that
I
about
think,
him.
Like, I mean, I remember Jill, his wife, told me a story about when they first moved here. Like Edgar Meyer, Sam Bush, Baylor, Jerry. And I think a couple of others, like, they all lived on the same road.
Yeah.
So they know what it's like, you know. And also, like, you know, now that they are kind of like, you know, generationally the heads of those kind of genres and stuff, like, you know, they know what it means to have been the people trying to get into it. So I think he's one of the kind of spearheads in being like, well, one, I want to just continue to make great music with people that are excited about it, but also, you know, these are the people that are going to carry the baton when I decide I've had enough.
Yeah.
And he's been, like, they've all been amazing to me.
Cool.
So really lucky. But he didn't, like, I said, can you play on this song and send it to him? He's like, yeah, just send him here. And then a couple months went by, I kind of chased him, and then he's like, yeah, no worries, I'll get to it. Another couple months went by, and then he sent me a text. He was just like, mate, check your email. And I checked my email, and it was just there. And he just done it. And I'm sure it took him like 10 minutes.
Right.
But it was incredible. And he just did it at home. He has a home studio that's like amazing.
Cool.
So I think most of the time, if he's overdubbing, he's just like, yeah, send me it. I'll do it in the shed.
That's cool. All right, man. Well, give us a little something here, man.
Yeah, this was the one he played on, and one of my favorites on the record. It's called Long After the Money's Gone.
All right, this is Adam Stockdale playing some more Albatross here on Lightning 100.
Well, I've never had the privilege, the luck of a free ride. All I have is what you see, I got nothing to hide. Cause I know I'll always find happiness and joy in the decisions I've made since I was a boy. To do what I love and reach for the stars, to follow in the footsteps of all those heroes of ours. We all have a dream when we're young, what we're gonna be. As we grow, it always becomes a little harder to see. Well, it ain't never made no sense to me to base choices on where you think some money'll be. It's the things that make you happy you should rely upon, cause they'll still be there long after the money's gone. Well, I know it won't be easy, I'll struggle wrong or right, but I'll never give up, go easy into the night. It never feels like a chore, this thing I'm looking for gives me strength to fight each time that I walk out the door. It's the gift that keeps on giving, there's always more than that well-trodden path of all who have gone before. And I hope I'm realizing the dream my father left behind, and I can see he's proud of me when I look in his eyes. It ain't never made no sense to me to base choices on where you think some money'll be. It's the things that make you happy you should rely upon, cause they'll still be there long after the money's gone. Cause they'll still be there long after the money's gone.
All right, Adam Stockdale live in the 1RPM studio. Something else from Albatross there. And Adam, thank you for coming by today, man. I've enjoyed this.
Oh, mate, thanks for having me.
And you can see you at Porsche Fest coming up this weekend. Twitter, social media, where can we find you? Where can we follow
everything,
you?
Everything, in an attempt to make it easy, everything is the same. It's all okay. At Albatross Music.
All right.
Hashtag Albatross Music.
All right.
Yeah, I'm going to come hang out tomorrow, too.
Okay, cool.
I heard it was dog-friendly.
Yeah.
So I'm going to bring my...
And you got the new cooling vest to try out, right?
Yeah.
Because I do follow you on social media, see?
Yeah, yeah, he loves that.
Well, very cool.
Yeah, I'll be there, man.
All right. If nothing else, when that record finally comes out, I want to get you back in here, okay?
I'd love to.
All right, that's Adam Stockdale, everybody, here live in the 1RPM studio on Lightning 100. We're going to do these. We're going to come back, going to give something away, and we're going to do a DJ pick. It's Thursday, so we'll see what Anna Lee has for us next.